about following and driving? What do you say to a horse to get him started?
Get up.
And get him stopped.
Whoa.
And what about if you're plowing to make him turn right or left?
Well, with a horse, it's different because you've got a rein that you're pulling, pull his head around. But you know what it is on an ox, don't you?
What's that?
And you know what you do to make an ox go to the left or right? It's G or haw.
And G is which one?
G, I think, is the left, and haw is to the right. And brother, a well-trained ox, he'd respond to that same as a horse will to the reins or lines, whatever you want to call it.
If you're gonna feed the chickens, what do you say to call them?
Chick.
Chick.
No, I'm just calling chick, 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 like they come like nobody's business to.
What about you getting the horses ready to go someplace? What do you have to do to them?
What do you mean, go for a ride, or going to town, or whatnot?
Well, would there be different, you say different things about what you'd be doing, say if you're plowing, or if you put them in the wagon?
Harness them up, I reckon.
And would that be for both a wagon and a
plow? Well, I would think so. You harness them up to the buggy, or for the wagon, or for the plow, either one.
Mm-hmm. And if you're plowing, you got two horses. What do you call the one on the left?
I couldn't tell you. Well, there were two. I didn't know it would take up too much time with horses.
Yeah, well, I knew it was either. And if you're riding a horse, what do you call the part of the saddle that you put your feet in?
Stirrup.
Stirrup. And if somebody asks you where something is, and it's not right here, but it's not too far away, you might say it's just a little...
A little distance, a little ways up the road, or something like that.
And if it... if it's a little bit further than that, what might you say?
You mean one from one place to another? Well, you might call it a... It's a good distance up the road. But a little countryman will tell you it's two coon hides and his tail sewed in for boot. So you just use your own judgment. There may be 5 miles, maybe 15. I've been like that out in the country and automobile lost. And that's the awfulest thing in the world. Ask people's directions or information on how to get to certain places. Ask one here, I'm going up a mile, ask another, he gives the opposite direction. They got no sense of direction or something. I don't know what.
If you're talking about something that is very common, you find it, you don't have to go to any special place to find it. You say you can find that just about
anywhere.
Anywhere. I think if somebody's walking out and there's frozen out there and stepped on the ice and slipped and fell over like this, what would you say you fell?
Backwards.
Okay. And a child might come in crying and say, so-and-so was eating candy and he didn't give me...
He wouldn't give me any of it. Or part of it, according to who was going to speak, a child or a grown person.
Let's see, when you plow, what do you call the thing that you cut?
Furrow.
And if you have